he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Hi, What's going on?
Hello, Jay. We've been getting into Boardwalk Empire. We didn't watch it originally when it was on, but we've been starting to watch more and more of it now.
One of those shows I wished I would have watched.
It's really good. Yeah. If you have the HBO
Steve
Go.
Buscemi?
Yeah. Really, really good show. Down in Kentucky, something similar in the modern day. We've got a bourbon runner.
His name is Ken. He's still on the map.
This story has a tragic ending for you and me, Ken. He's been sentenced to 15 years. They estimate, just from what they found when they raided and recovered, about $100,000 worth of bourbon in barrels.
Oh,
basically, this guy was taking them from the distributor for his ship and throwing a tarp over the top of them, and then sneaking them into places and selling them at a discount.
Right.
Got underneath that tarp.
They also ended up finding he was into steroids and selling steroids, so they busted a huge steroid operation as part of this as well. Steroids and whiskey. Those go together real, real well. By the way, the combination of the two would be the anti-Viagra. Now, they've found $100,000 worth of whiskey.
Yeah.
That was part of the case. They had to confiscate it. They locked it up.
No.
They think they're going to have to destroy it.
No. Why?
I will destroy it.
Why? No.
Well, first of all, they found 140,000 gallons. They're just reporting 100,000.
And throwing one hell of a party.
Oh, this whiskey must have steroids in it.
Why
I'm feeling
it
ragey.
Why does it have to be destroyed?
I know.
It's not hurting anybody. Not yet.
It's legal, too. I get it. If you bust a big marijuana operation, it's okay. Marijuana's illegal. We've got to go burn it and destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
Burn it. But whiskey? In Pennsylvania, you've got a high school golfer. 67 million to 1 were the odds. He hit a hole in one.
Yeah.
Wow. Twice in the same round.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And the thing is, he still 76 is his career low. So it's not like he's normally a scratch golfer.
Right. No.
He's good, but he's not.
But still,
yeah,
you can go all your life and not get one.
Yeah, so far I've gone all my life and I've not hit one. Which is great. Taking my son for a golf lesson tomorrow. Yeah. And we've had that discussion before. Have you ever hit a hole in one, Dad? No, I haven't. And then he looks at me like, why are you teaching me then?
I got really close once. And I tell you what, there's no feeling like it. And then when you don't get it, you're like, I'll never get that close again. I was about 2 feet away. The guy that was up by the greens, he was yelling, "It's gonna happen! It's gonna happen!" And it just slid just a little bit to the right, and I missed it. But man, and I had no idea what I was doing. It was the luckiest shot of my life. Uh-huh. I had no idea. So
a similar thing happened when I was in Iowa City with a member of the dance team.
Is that right?
Yeah
close.
Real,
but no
real
cigar.
Close. Almost there.
Almost a hole in one.
Finally, in Australia, today is the final day of the Sand Hostel. It was going to be open for 3 days. They used 24 tons of sand to make an 8-room hostel. It has kind of a dormitory area, and the people that were chosen to get to stay there got free food and drinks and other luxuries. So it's basically a youth hostel made entirely of sand.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And everything I know about youth hostels, it just has me believing that people are going to be cleaning sand out of some places for a real long time.
Are we back at college now?
Yeah, pretty much.
All of the wacky, the weird, and the...
What?
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.